Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
What's up, everybody? Just wanted to come on here to talk to you today about what the wealthy are doing in this recession. This recession that we got coming up is an interesting recession. As we know, it's a hedge to inflation. It's not a depression kind of type of recession like it was in 2008. But we can learn from the wealthy and what other people that are successful are doing, what they're doing right now, like they were doing back in the day, which is some things that I am working on myself. What I highly recommend for all of you guys is to be ready. You need what's called dry powder. If you don't have at least 1 to 2 years worth of savings in the bank, you might want to start working on putting that together. So what do I mean by savings? I mean living expenses. You want to have at least a year. If you can have 2 years worth of living expenses, better for you. Here's the thing. Wealthy people usually keep 10% of their net worth in cash. And sometimes during a market where it's a bull market, they will reduce that maybe down to 5%. Right now, my wife and I, we have 10% of our net worth in cash. So equivalent to this. If you have $1 million net worth, your exposure, you need to go ahead and have about $100,000 in the bank. If you have an $8 million net worth, you need to have $800,000 in the bank. So you need to have a lot of capital just ready to go. You need to have that ready to go as soon as possible. Secondly, you want to have dry powder sitting around. So if you don't have powder meaning extra savings for income producing opportunities, you want to be able to pounce something. So we're all in real estate. We're all talking about buying our first short-term rental or second and or scaling to 20 plus like my wife and I and my team. You want to have dry powder ready. You want to take money aside and have it ready to pounce. So think about this: properties or other asset classes that are doing really terrible right now. Maybe if it's like stocks and things like that, you might want to go ahead and actually take it out of the market, take the losses this year, but have that powder ready, that extra bit of money, have that ready to pounce on another property or another good deal, something that will income produce for you a lot better. So it's kind of like you guys might've heard me talk about, I'm trading in my lower income producers, and I don't care whether it's on a 3%, even if I have to pay a 9%, if I can still make more money with that equity that I extract out of my short-term rental into another one, and it makes me more cash flow, that's what I'm talking about. You want to have equity sitting, extracted, and ready to go to pounce on properties and or other investments. I'm actually looking at businesses, service-based businesses, because a lot of service-based businesses are recession-proof. Real estate, you're locked up for years, and you're probably not going to be able to sell. So a lot of people right now, they have property and or bad assets that are just sitting there, like in the stock market and things like that. And if they don't move that money quick, they're going to be locked up for a long time. And what I recommend doing is, now that you're at the top of the decline in values, and we're probably going to see the most of the decline bottomed out, I would think, by March to May of next year. But what if you lose 20% in value? If you lose 20% in value, now you're taking a big hit if you sell it next year. So why not sell it this year if you have a better return on equity? Right now, I'll put it to you this way. I've got a property that we've got like $150,000 worth of equity in, and we're thinking about selling it because it's only pulling in $6,000-$7,000. So we bought a long-term rental. I'm thinking about selling it. We're going to talk to the tenants, but I've got a long-term rental I bought for like $70,000, which is unheard of. And we haven't done a thing to it. We've been renting it out for you know, $500 a month. We got $6,000 a year coming in, but I've got like $150,000 in equity there. If I was to move them out and I was to sell it now, I can extract 150 grand and $150,000 will make me a whole hell of a lot more for, than $6,000 a year. So if I extract that equity out of that loan terminal, and since we're all short term rental people, I can go in and put that down as a down payment, buy something probably upwards to $800,000-$900,000, which even at higher interest rates would probably make me a lot more than $6,000 a year. So you got to think about this return on equity. What is the equity locked up that you have in other properties or other things, other asset classes that you can pull out right now while you still can and put that into something else that will produce more cash flow for you? Unlock it and move on before it gets worse. But the other thing I want to talk to you about is having your home equity lines of credit and other credit lines established against the assets that you are keeping. So I'm keeping my house long-term for the next few years. I've got several rental properties. Over the summer, I saw this coming, and I did a broadcast before, and I was telling you guys, you might want to go ahead and start thinking about getting home equity lines of credit. Well, I had my $1.2 million home paid down to $496,000. So we pulled out a $350,000 line of credit. I also refinanced a property that had a ton of equity in it, and we got ourselves cash heavy. Thankfully, I had it ready and I just had to pay taxes. That was a little bit bigger hit, even with the cost segregations, galore. I still couldn't wipe out the tax burden, but I got this money just sitting and we pay in our taxes. And then on top of that, I've got money sitting and ready to buy other assets that can make more money for me. HELOCs are great. I'm actually drawing down on HELOCs. I drew down on my $300,000 line of credit and stuck that into my primary account so that I can have that cash sitting, because a lot of times during recessions, banks freeze up and they lock down your HELOC and you can't draw down on it. So I went ahead and draw down on it, and I'm paying about $1,200 a month off of $300,000 in a line of credit, but it's completely okay. I'm happy to do that because it's in my bank account right now. This is the stuff that nobody's talking about anywhere that I've heard of so far. Another thing you guys can do is have other credit cards available. I've got a $100,000 emergency credit card. I will pay 18% interest if I utilize it, but it's available for me in the case I utilize it. I've got a couple of small business loans with Amex and other businesses right now, other banks, and I'm ready to go. So get your powder ready. That's called powder. You want dry powder ready to be able to buy as people are starting to hurt. They need your help and your assistance, and you need to go in and be that person that can get them through this next phase of their life. And you can be that helping hand, and it can help you profit really, really well. You don't take advantage of them. We're not in a take advantage economy. We're in a let me serve you, and because I serve you, it's going to serve me too. And we're going to be a give and take economy. And that's kind of what it's all about. It's all about serving your mankind. So these are some things that people are doing. They're not getting their butt scared. They're not like freaking out. They're not going insane. They're not taking big risk. You also want to, if you're looking for a short-term rental or any other asset class or a business, if you want to go buy a business, give yourself 15 reasons to say no before you give that first reason to say yes. And if you can't make sense of saying no and it's that good of a deal, those are the risks you need to take. Don't buy a house just to buy a house. Don't buy an asset just to buy an asset. Buy property or things that make sense. That's what you want in this economy. You don't want to get locked up for several years because you're taking a risk and short-term rentals are sexy and things like that. Buy property and other asset classes that make sense regarding the exposure, regarding how much money you put in, and the cash flow thesis that you put together on a spreadsheet. So look, I hope this was helpful. If this was helpful, please go ahead and give us a 5-star review on 5-star STR Success anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, I would like for you to think about joining us on December 3rd and 4th. If you guys are looking to start or scale your business in short-term rental and you want to learn how to self-manage like myself and my team are only allowing 20 people to come in and sit down with us here in our office in Atlanta. And we're going to spend 2 days together to show you how to do just that: underwriting properties, finding properties, go ahead and learn all the systems, leveraging technology and things like that. That's going to be what you need to get you to the next level. And we're going to help you build a brand just like we did with Southern Charm Vacay, and to have higher occupancy than anybody else out there. Most of my properties, I got 13 properties in North Georgia. And a lot of people are hurting in North Georgia. And I've told you guys several times that we're not hurting. We've got 70% plus occupancy where most people don't. There's a rhyme for the reason, and there is a method to the madness. And we can show you how to do that so that you guys don't get hurt in this next recession. So look, go over to 5-Star STR Success and join us at the seminars. There is a link there that will take you to the seminars, and it'll tell you everything that we're going to be teaching on and so on. We'll bring in guest speakers. We're actually going to take day one to really do like an education dump. And then day two is more working on your business. And if you don't have property, I still recommend you coming, and we will help train you. We're going to take everybody person by person all day long on the second day and help you in your business. If you need listing descriptions and or copy adjustments, we're going to help you with that. If you need staging design, we're going to help you with that. If you need analyze property or so on, we're going to help you with that. And we're going to work with everybody one by one on the big screen TV in my office, which is the STR Wealth Brokers headquarters. And on top of that, speaking of STR Wealth Brokers, if you are looking for a property in coastal Georgia, St. Simon, Savannah area, and or the North Georgia area, Blue Ridge, Ellijay, Helen, all that good stuff, it is a great market. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. We promise you it is, and it is doing well if you know what you're doing. Some people don't know what they're doing, and that's why we're recommending you to come to our event for 5-Star STR Success. But if you want to buy right now, I just saw two properties right now that are freaking killer deals. There's great deals out there, and the sellers are starting to give, and this might be the time to have that adjustment where everything was high, and now it's coming lower. People are pulling back in values and selling and working with you and negotiating more, even though there's a little bit higher interest rate, maybe things make sense again. We are underwriting slowly, and we are saying no to more things than we are saying yes to, but you can still find deals. And I keep talking to you guys about this. So that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I hope this helps. If it did, go ahead and comment below wherever you're watching this. We are multi-streaming this on Twitter, on the Facebook page, Facebook group, and YouTube. So thank you guys for doing this. Thank you guys for listening. See you on December 3rd and 4th for the 5-Star STR Success Seminars. And I look forward to seeing your comments below.